Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing to learn the fourth parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning parak Dalad Mishnah Zayin and parak Dalad Mishnah Ches. Both of the Mishnayos today are going to be discussing the notion and the concept of eating peros Shviyos, of eating the fruits during the Shemitah year. Like we've said until now, you certainly can't work the field to produce fruits and to produce crops during Shemitah, but very often you have trees and bushes from previous years, so you're going to have crops that grow on their own during the Shemitah year. So the question then comes, what should you do with those fruits? They're hefker, they're ownerless, anyone can eat them, but the question is, should you eat them? So everyone agrees that you're certainly allowed to eat the fruits that appear during Shemitah. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Behar, that the fruits produced during a Shemitah are for you to eat. Everyone has the ability to eat them. According to the Ramban, it's actually a mitzvah to eat the peros Shviyos, to eat the fruits produced during Shemitah. However, Chazal, the rabbis, have a drasha that teaches us that while you're certainly allowed to eat them, you're not allowed to waste them. And that's why there are many halachos. You'll see people in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah in terms of how to discard them, how to get rid of them, the peels and so on, because there's a drasha of le'achla, you're allowed to eat them, v'lo lehefse, but you can't waste them, you can't lose them, you can't get rid of them in a way that isn't proper. Now, furthermore, based on this drasha, it seems to be that the halacha of not wasting and the ability to eat them is only once they're edible. That you're only allowed to eat the peros Shviyos, the fruits produced during Shemitah, if they are edible. Otherwise, it's considered to be wasting. Otherwise, it's considered to be doing something with the fruits that you're not allowed to do. So the Mishnah, both in Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches, are going to discuss at what point can you eat the fruits, the peros, produced during Shemitah. Now, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss the point when figs become allowed to be eaten during Shemitah, and then Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches is going to discuss the same thing when it comes to grapes. Says the Mishnah, when is it that you're allowed to start eating the fruits of the tree during Shviyos? We're going to be discussing figs, and the question is, when are they ripe enough to be eaten during Shemitah? Says the Mishnah, hapagim, when it comes to figs, misha yazrichu ochel behen, pito basata, that once they start turning red, then you can eat them with bread in the field. And at that point, as the Bartanura points out, they're a little bit edible, and it's therefore perfectly allowed to eat them with your bread in the field. However, says the Mishnah, bichalu, once they have grown significantly, once they're totally ripened, they're big and they're fat and they're juicy figs, then konais l'soch beis, so then you're allowed to bring them into your home and you can eat them as peros shviyos, you're allowed to eat them as the fruits produced during Shemitah. Finishes off the mission of achein kayotze behen. And the same is true when it comes to other years, Bishar, Shnei, Shavua, Chayiv, and Maestros, the other years, not during Shemitah, but the other years when there's Maestros Sheni, when there's Maestros Rishon, and so on, when there's Maestros Ani, when there's various Maestros that you have to give during the various years. So the same is true that once they are Bichalu, once they are grown significantly, once they're totally ripened, then they're Chayiv and Maestros, then that's what we call the Onas HaMaestros, the time when they're obligated in Maestros. If you pick them before they're totally ripened, then the obligation of separating those Maestros does not apply. Continuing now with Perek Dalet at Mishnah Ches, says the Mishnah, HaBosar, when it comes to grapes that are sort of ripened to the point where if you squeeze them, some of the juice will come out. At that point, Mishahevi Maim Ochel Bo Pito Besada. Right, once you have these very weak types of grapes, but once you squeeze them, then water comes out of them, then you can eat them basada, then you can eat them with bread in the field. Then, like we said, it's the first stage of ripening, and you can eat them at that point. Hivish, but when they're totally ripened to the point where they become transparent, they're clear, you can see the seeds in the grapes, the Bartanura says. Once the grapes are much more ripened, then konis l'soch beis, so then you can bring those grapes into your home, you can eat them as the peros shviyos, the fruits produced during the Shemitah year. And then finishing off the Mishnah, v'chin kayotzi bo b'shar shnei shavua, chayiv maestro, same thing. once they've reached this stage of being totally, totally ripened, this hivish, when they're total, when you could see the seeds, then you could bring them into your home, and they're obligated in Maaseros as well. And again, before that point, they would not be obligated in Maaseros during the rest of the years. Quick review, Perek Daled Mishnah Zayin discussed figs. When are figs considered ripened for the purpose of being allowed to eat them during Shemitah? So we said that once they turn red, you can eat them in the field with your bread, and once they're totally grown, totally big, then you could bring them into your home, and that's also that stage of being totally grown and significantly totally ripened is also the period of time when they become obligated in Maaseros during the rest of the year. And then Perek Daled Mishnah Ches discusses grapes, and we said that once the juice comes out of them, once there's juice that you can squeeze out of them, then you could eat them in the field with your bread. That's the first stage of ripening. But once they're totally clear and you could see the seeds in the grapes, that's the later stage of ripening when you could bring them into your home. And the rest of the years, that's when the obligation of Maaseros would set in as well. Have a great day.